Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I feel like we've all been taught to be scared of the sun. Avoid it. Reapply constantly. Cover up immediately. But recently, I started questioning that. The sun actually plays a role in things like your mood, sleep, and hormones. So I'm not avoiding it anymore. I'm just more intentional about what I put on my skin when I'm in it. A lot of conventional SPFs are filled with things like hormone-disrupting chemicals, seed oils, and synthetic ingredients, so I started looking for something simpler. That's what led me to Primally Pure's SPF. It's super minimal, only 9 ingredients, using non-nano zinc, plus really nourishing things like tallow and mango butter. I've been using their sun cream, and it honestly feels more like skincare than sunscreen. Lightweight, not chalky, and just easy to wear. So if you've been rethinking your sunscreen, Primally Pure is one of the best places to start.
Do you remember I told you I made a bet with one of my buddies over at SNY?
Yeah.
Actually, I've been taking him to the cleaners here. He's a Sixers fan, Sean Gelman.
Oh, so last too year, easy, Sal.
Yeah, oh, too.
The JV. Why lower your standards, buddy?
Last year, now I just can't wait for the Knicks to finish this off. But anyway, last year, you know, we went head-to-head Knicks-Sixers for a bottle of whatever choice.
Okay.
I ended up choosing Stateside, which is, you know, Stateside vodka, Surfside. I wanted, they had a special bottle that was made, I think in part with Spike. It had like Embiid's face on it.
Are you serious?
Called the year, because they were calling it the year. Last year was supposed to be the year that the Sixers finally got there.
Yeah, have okay. You opened it, or you just keep it there as a little token?
No, I'm keeping it until the Knicks.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
But anyway, so I took that bottle from Sean. He was so adamant about the Celtics this year. I'm like, dude, you say the Sixers are out of it. What are you worried about? Celtics are going to crush the Knicks. You're getting too carried away with Brunson, blah, 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 blah. So I got the Knicks plus 2.5 games in the series. It's already over. So now you're
not already over.
My bet is already over. Knicks plus 2.5 games in the series, meaning that all they had to do is win 2 games.
You see what
I'm saying?
I got
like,
you
even
now. Yeah,
even
yeah,
if
yeah.
the Celtics
oh,
win 4 games. So I won that bet regardless of what happens with the Knicks.
Okay.
So now I got to pick a bottle. Now here's the real test. One of my other producers at SNY, Dave Mandel, huge Celtics fan.
Boy, these producers are degenerates, huh? They just can't get enough bets.
Maybe
they got to do some more work.
So huge Celtics fan, wants the bet. And I said before the series, I go, okay, 5 bottles. Like, usually it's a bottle to a bottle, whatever. So I go, it's your 5 bottles to my 1. That's the odds for the Knicks. I'm not betting you straight up.
No, like, there you go. Smart.
He didn't want to do it.
That's smart. I got it.
Today I get a text. If you still want to, and by the way, he was MIA yesterday. He didn't want to hear any text from the group. He was upset.
He's ducking.
Today he's like, okay, I'm ready to discuss. If you want to still make the bet, since it's even money now, the Knicks and Celtics basically even money to win the series, we do the bet.
And?
I don't know if I want to do that. That's why I'm asking you now advice. I don't want to.
Series is over. Do it. Knicks are going to win the series. Do it. Do it.
Oh,
I would even count
you're touching
it with,
the money.
I would even count it with some more. I'd throw a little something on it, something else on it.
Like?
A jersey, money, dinner, I don't know, something. Rails, something. Jack it up, dude. Celtics are done.
I'm not worried about. I don't want to jinx it. Like, I'm not necessarily.
I don't believe in that nonsense. I don't.
But if I didn't do it before the series, and I was going to, but I just had to do it at fair odds. I wasn't going to do it even money.
No, no, that's smart, actually.
Yeah.
That's really smart. I don't believe in, like, I remember when my son was real little, right? And I was always coaching him and for his one team, right? And Jen, this is when he's like 6'7", would film his at-bats.
Yeah.
And like, you know, back then, everybody basically gets on base every single time. So he was always on base, right, when you're that age. And like the few times the year that he didn't get on base, Jen's like, oh, I jinxed him by recording. I don't believe that. Right. I don't believe in that.
I don't really
that
either, but I don't want
nothing to me.
I want no part of pushing the envelope. Also, here's the truth.
So you do believe in it, by the way. By you saying that, you like, I know you try to get separation, but you're not. You're saying you don't believe in it, actions are saying that you do subscribe to that.
I think in the middle of a series, I just don't want to mess with it. Yeah, so maybe in live time and real action, I'm not messing with it. The real reason why I don't want to do it is because in my gut, I'm not there yet.
Then don't do it. That's your answer then.
Right. But it's not that I'm afraid to lose, and it's not that I don't think the Knicks are going to win. It's just, like, definitively last year, I felt like they were going to beat the Sixers. Definitively this year, I felt like it was going to be much closer than people thought, meaning the Knicks would win at least two games in the series. So it was easy for me to make those bets. I'm not definitive, even at this point, that the Knicks are still going to win the series. So I'm not worried about losing the bottle, necessarily. I'm more worried about, A, I still don't trust it, and B, I don't want to have any bad karma touching any of that money like you just did right there.
You went all in
touching that money.
Knicks. Yeah, Knicks are going to win. I'm not saying they're going to win the championship. Dude, Knicks are going to win this year. Knicks are going to be in the conference finals.
If they don't, you are.
People going to stone me in Times Square?
They might.
I mean, they already want to stone me because they don't think I gave the Knicks enough respect.
Yeah, not literally, but on social media, yes.
Yeah, I don't care about social. You know that. Although I probably won't log on for a couple days because it'll be tough. But, you know, to me, that's actually a good philosophy on your end. Like, how many times when you're betting and you're in a cold patch, like, I know I would do this once in a while. Like, you almost bet just to get action. You're like,
I
don't even know who's going to win this game. Sunday night, I want to put a couple of hundred down so it's more enjoyable. All right, let me lay the 3 points with the Saints, or let me lay the three with the Chargers, whatever. They do something dopey. When every football instinct tells you,
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And from a betting perspective, I don't really have a feel for this game, so you shouldn't
stay
touch
away.
It. Yeah. So if you're saying that you don't like it, not that you don't think that the Knicks can win or will, you're not fully sure, then don't touch the bet.
And I would have taken the 5-1 because I believe in just those odds. It's good value. Right,
yeah,
even
good
if you
value.
Lose, I'd rather the value. Right now, to me, it's a sucker's bet to do it at even money now, even though they're up 2-0. Mm-hmm. Because I'd rather have done it 5. I felt okay about the Knicks' chances going in. I feel the same way I did going in as I do now up 2-0. I still don't feel like it's definitively over. So I don't want to take it at even money. I'd rather the 5 bottles to the 1 bottle.
I understand. Hey, Hoff, can you do us a favor? Can you find out what the series prices are? Not so much Knicks and sweep, although I'd be curious, but Knicks and 5. I'm curious what you get back for that return Knicks and 5 at this point.
Is that what you would predict?
No, I'm just saying because when you were out, I did this. Me and Zoo looked it up, right? So before the start of the Celtics series, for the Knicks to sweep, I want to say...
Good God.
I know. I mean, no one's... Right. Well, you might.
Yeah.
They were plus 3,400. And I remember saying on the air, I'm like, all right, that's a waste of money. But for 100 bucks, you lay down 100, they somehow sweep, somebody gets hurt, you win 3,400 bucks, whatever. You could justify it. But the one that jumped out to me, because I didn't think that they would win a game 7 in Boston necessarily.
Okay.
I'm like, all right, if the Knicks could win, maybe Knicks in 6. That's like the one thing that I looked at from a realistic and then also a value perspective. And I believe then Knicks in 6, they were plus, I want to say about plus 9. Plus 900.
Right. That's a great value. Okay.
I want to see what it is now. That's the point.
So now, think about this. See, that's why I feel like the Knicks almost do need to sweep this series to really put them away. Because think of how it plays out. Let's say they don't and they lose game 3. Now, all of a sudden, you're talking about best case scenario, you're going to be up 3-1 going back to Boston. Boston really going to lose all 3 of their home games to date? Then you could be looking at 3-2, pressure back on the Knicks, because if they don't win a game 6, then you're going to have to go back there for game 7. That's why these series...
But you've proven you can win there. So that seems much less daunting than it did before I don't think they win a game 7 there.
But game 1 and games 2, different than a game 7.
I think it could be worse. Also, think about the pressure the Celtics would feel game 7 in their crib.
Yeah, but not if they come back from down 0-2.
Yeah, I get that part. That would change the feels
a
bit.
If the Knicks don't sweep, best case, now, if they don't sweep and it's 2-2 going back to Boston, we're screwed.
Well, don't say that.
I mean, come on.
Don't say
we're screwed. You got to be realistic. If they lose, If they lose both games at home here, they're in trouble. They have to win one of these next two games. But even if, let's say they lose one, win one, up 3-1 going to Boston.
Yep.
The math is still easy for Boston to be able to justify winning the series. Okay, we're at home. We haven't won a home game yet. Win that. Then, okay, you have to go to the Garden and win a game six. Sure, but Knicks haven't been great at home. It's just one game. And if you win that one game, now you're back in your building for game seven. So that's why these series are, to me, they're tough. And I think the Knicks' best chance to win this series might be, in fact, to sweep or at the very least go up 3-0.
Can you imagine? Listen, if I'm sitting there and I'm betting for a living, right?
Yeah.
No emotional stake with the Celtics or the Knicks. The play right now is to bet the Celtics. Because the odds that you got
right
before the start of the series were so astronomically favorable to the Knicks because nobody thought they could do it.
Right.
And you'd have to lay so much money and so much juice because everybody thought the Celtics would win. But now, especially if you say like Celtics and six, I'm not saying the Celtics will win in six, but if you find that bet, which is a little different than Celtics in seven, I think right now Hoff said their Knicks are plus 155 to win in five.
The Knicks are?
Yeah. What would the Celtics be in six? I mean, it'd have to be about three chains, 350, something like that. Right. You got to win four straight games.
You're right. The value now is with the Celtics. But even with that, they were talking
about I would never touch that.
Like minus 105, whatever it is.
Correct.
Almost even money, which
I think they were a minus 1,000. They were minus 1,000 to win the series.
At one point.
Meaning you got to lay $1,000 to win 100.
So now, if the Celtics were plus money, like I heard a caller, I think it was Boomer and Geo talking about it. And a caller was like, oh, I would consider taking the Celtics at this point, because that is the right...
Is he a Knicks fan who called it?
Yeah, he said he's not going to do it, but if the Celtics were plus money, that is the better value play, and you get the emotional hedge going.
No, I can't emotional hedge here.
But the value play, you just said it, would have been the Celtics, because you're getting them, all right, yeah, they're down 0-2, but
correct,
they could still win this series very easily, and you're getting a value...
That you couldn't get five days ago.
That's exactly right.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.